New details for K-12 school finance reform. Among other things, the plan to pay for Wisconsin public education would guarantee a minimum level of state aid for every student, regardless of where they live. Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Tony Evers wants more truth in budgeting. He says by eliminating $900 million in property tax credits for homeowners, it would end the school funding shell game.
Well, certainly the use of the school property tax levy credit being called state aid is a shell game because it's not. That tax levy credit does not pay for a single pencil, pen, or book in any schools. And what it does is it compels school districts to actually levy for that credit. And that money should be going directly to schools.
Evers wants to make the confusing funding formula transparent and eliminate the middleman.
Absolutely. There's no reason to have a middleman. The school districts already and will have continue to have revenue controls so that they can only spend so much. So that money should go directly to the school. This plan will be property tax neutral, and we believe that when it is implemented, it will hold the line on property taxes.
Also, the state's top teacher says his plan accounts for family income, not just property wealth, as a factor in the state general aid formula. It strengthens rural schools and schools with declining enrollment and provides predictable growth in state aid. The plan seeks an extra $420 million from the state over the next 2 years, and 93% of Wisconsin public schools would get more state aid under the proposed funding plan announced today. Evers likes the idea of increased collaboration among districts to save money without losing their identity. The state funds 62% of K-12 public education. That's less than the two-thirds funding commitment. Evers says he has exchanged voice messages with Governor-elect Scott Walker about the plan, and he's briefing legislators looking for support. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.